Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
You done get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
It's that time again to make you some money. Make you some money, Pat. Betting isn't boring.
It's raining this morning here in Mississippi, but this afternoon it's raining water, but this afternoon it's going to be raining money.
Right. And that is thanks to your expertise on betting isn't boring. FanDuel, thanks so much for making Pap the next big star. It's funny, Pap. I was talking to a former teammate of yours, and he said, there is no better person to be in the position that you are, that making people money on this podcast. That person was a fellow reliever, Daniel Bard, who was on the podcast earlier. So they know what's what, Pap. They know what's what. Yeah. They know where your path was going to lead to this excellence right here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's because, you know, I used to run the casino on the plane. I think a lot of guys realize, you know, it's just things kind of fall into place here. You know, I thought it might have been Shill. You know, I did Shill's show. Got to give a shout out to Shill.
All right. Well, you know, I think that there's a lot of people on those teams. And I miss those teams. Holy mackerel. I miss those teams. Do you remember?
It's just not the same anymore.
No, it's not. And even talking to, you know, I was talking to Bard. He's so good. And everybody's different, right? Everyone has their different way, but he's so good to talk to. And I walk away. I'm like, that's how it used to be. Said to Will Wright, I'm like, that's how it used to be. And do you remember this? I don't know if you were part of this or not. Speaking of betting, in 2008, there was do you remember my suit and my jacket and tie challenge that I had? Were you in on that?
Yes, I was in on that.
So the story was, and I thought of this the other day because I wore a jacket for TV. We were in Tokyo, your favorite place. And Cora goes, you know, oh, you look like a slob, whatever. I'm like, listen, I'm just trying to get through. I said, I bet you that I will wear a jacket and tie every single game. If I come into the clubhouse, I am wearing a jacket and tie. And then next thing you know, because you like everybody likes the action.
Oh, yeah.
$6,000 later, which I put to charity, of course. $6,000 later, I made it the whole way. But here's the thing, Pat. You know who was the most invested or gave me the most crap about that? The one time that I came around the corner with maybe a jacket half on was the guy who wasn't even in it. JD Drew. Like, JD Drew was obsessed with it.
Give me a break.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no, that doesn't even count.
No, yeah. There should be something like that. That got us through that whole season. That was a good time.
Yeah, so man. See, you just don't have that anymore. You don't, man.
No. You know what? Joe Maddon, like, it was one of the great stories about that. I'm standing on the Tropicana field, and the PR guy says, Joe wants to see you in his office. I'm like, oh, shit, what's going on? I walk in, and he gave me 10 ties because he had heard about this. So there you go. Yeah. You can blame him for losing your money. Anyway, that was we talk about betting. There you go. That was the legalized betting in the baseball clubhouse. Okay, Pap, here we go. That was a wild scene. That was a wild group. And by the way, this pour went out for Mark Kotze, you know, former teammate Mark Kotze. Like I can't imagine managing that team, going through what he's going through, but good for them for winning some games, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I've always – Kotz is a baseball lifetimer, man. And, you know, that's just a whole situation where, man, like, I mean, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, you know? Look, at the end of the day, and we don't have to go on this for long, they're going to be the Los Angeles Athletics.
Las Vegas.
I mean, Las Vegas Athletics, sorry. There's no question about it.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, maybe that'll work out for Kotz and the A's, but they really have not much power, in my opinion.
You got any good stories for pitching there, pitching in Oakland?
No. I remember one day Veritek kicked my ass pretty good one day in the trainer room there, and it was so bad that I think one day we walked out, not one guy tipped the clubby because it was like – all we had was like a smoothie or something. And the guy was like, hey, can you make you some smoothies? And I'm like, bro, like it's time to eat supper. Like it's game, it's meal time. I'm like, you got fucking smoothies?
Well, there you go. Oakland, the home of the smoothie. But soon they'll, like you said, they'll be in Las Vegas. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're not here to bet on the A's because
we get sidetracked easy, Rob.
Well, that's good. That's what the podcast is all about. All right, where do you want to start?
I'll tell you where I want to start. I'll tell you exactly where I want to start.
Okay.
Last time I was on this show, I had a little conversation about y'all about the Phillies.
Okay. Let me set the scene. You did the power rankings. Which is, it got a lot of buzz. People wrote stories about Jonathan Papelbon picks the Phillies as the number 5 team in his power rankings. Now, at that time, I believe they had lost like 4 in a row. They're like 5 games under 500. But as you said, this is about, you know, this is about knowing what's what and not relying just solely on the record, on the standings, and all of that.
I tried to convince and persuade our numbers crunching, pistol pushing producer that just
producer you know, Abbott.
About what the internet may say. You know what I mean? Or the you know the interweb or the whatever you call it, you know. So I tried to convince this guy that when you rank a team of power and rankings, you can't just say, oh, put in all the power numbers and let's see what unfolds, what the computer's going to say. Now, I don't dig that.
Well, you know what? You were right. You were right. You know what they are? They're 11-2. 11-2. I think since
8-2 in the last 10 games, I believe, Rob.
Yeah.
Boy Harper's back. Castellanos is ripping the ball. I mean, you got Schwarbs doing what Schwarbs always does. And hey, this Dominguez kid in Philly closing, he's got a real chance, man. I mean, he's got a chance to stay there for a little while, I think. Probably break my record with the saves leading there. And ooh. I mean, I like that kid. Man, the pieces are coming together. And that is what, you know, I try to talk to y'all about that crystal ball, remember? And I saw it. I saw all these pieces coming together. And man, I'm telling you, wild card spot, look out.
You think Dominguez will break your record?
I do. They got to keep him, you know, but I think he is I think he's one of these closers that prepares every day well. He knows how to stay healthy. He's shown that. That's a big, big key for a closer and a reliever, as you well know. And he's got all the assets. I mean, the dude's got every asset you could want.
All right. So this is we're ready to take this next level. Okay, so right now, the Phillies and the Mets are both plus 3,000 to win the World Series. I'm going to give you the opportunity. Are you, forget about betting the Phillies, like, because obviously, like, you bet plus 3,000, you're going to make some money.
Yeah.
Are the Phillies going to win the World Series in your heart of hearts?
In my heart of hearts, I think they will be in the World Series. You're going to have to, we're going to have to do a trade deadline talk.
You know? Oh, okay. All right. All right.
So that, I can't really necessarily, I think they will be in the, back in the World Series. I do. Because I think they're going to make a big move. Because I think by the end of July, if you had the Phillies at 500, a little bit over 500 by the end of July.
Yeah.
Book it. Because that means that they've gotten their piece that they need and the trade deadline, and they're going to be.
Well, you know, Pap, if there's one GM who is, there's no room for interpretation when it comes to if they're in it at all, they're going to trade for somebody, it's Dombrowski, right?
Yeah. Dom's going to, yes. No question about it. So, you know, I really think that, you know, like people start to, especially in Philly, man, you get off to a bad start in Philly. Trust me, I've been off to three bad starts in Philly. It ain't good.
Well, they get off, but last year they did.
No, when I was there.
No, I know. But last year, I'm saying, like, that was the one time they were able to pull themselves out of it. But they had to fire them
last year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's not good. But at the end of the season, towards that trade deadline that I'm talking to you about, if they make a big move, man, it will re-energize them. It will carry them. I'm just telling you, it just does.
Well, there you go. So, like I said, plus
3,000. I'm taking it all day.
Oh yeah, that goes without saying. I mean, like,
let me tell you what, because this line and the movement with this line is all, as the season goes on, especially if they start playing better, which I very much think that be well above 500 by the end of July. And if that does happen, these odds are only going to get more into the casino's favor.
Okay. So the other team I mentioned, the Mets, are also plus 3,000. Now, this is bizarre to me. Because you have the Mets, you know, I think they're three and a half games in back of the Phillies. They seem like more of a mess than the Phillies. The Phillies seem to have, actually, their starting pitchers are figuring it out, why the Mets are going the other way. What, as the, you've already declared how you feel like the Phillies are going to go. The Mets are the other interesting team. Where are they going to go, Pat? How do you feel about them?
The Mets are going to go in the exact opposite direction, I believe. First off, you got Pete Alonso that got hit in the hand. Hand injuries, hamate bones, all that bullshit, man, is tough to play with. I don't see him coming back. I remember Pedroia had to change his whole swing the year he played with his broken thumb or hamate-type finger. You know, I'm not – wrist and below, whatever you want to call it. And it's just, you got to change it. It's the same thing with a pitcher, man. Remember Beckett, he gets blisters and all that. Every little tiny thing that, like, with your hands and baseball, man, it's once you injure those, it's hard to really, you know, you have to change what you've been doing. You have to change your swing, the way you throw. I don't see him coming back too quick. You got Scherzer, who's, I mean, he's doing well, but, you know, he's had the whole Pintar issue, blah, blah, blah. You got Verlander, who's not himself, back in the, you know, back and forth in the training room and IL. So,
I just look at it.
I'm going to tell you what my crystal ball said this morning. That's why I texted you earlier. I needed 8 more minutes. My crystal ball didn't want to wake up this morning for some reason. But he gave him a 28% chance. I got him at 28% chance to win to go to the playoffs.
Oh, and, that's it.
And he projected the ball, my crystal ball, he projected him at below 80 wins this year. You believe that?
Below 80 wins for the Mets.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. But yeah. You know what? You talking about trade deadline.
9.5 projected wins.
There you go. And I bet I got to go look at their over-under for wins at the beginning of the year. It was probably at least 90, right?
Oh, easy. Low 90s.
But they're going to – you talk about trade deadline. You know that Stevie C is going to – Stevie Cohen is going to be like, hey, you know what? If we're even close, we've already pushed our – What?
He'll be a buyer.
Oh, that's what I mean. He's doing the Ortiz. He's pushing all his chips in the middle of the table without any care.
Hey, it's going to be like Ortiz having ace king going against pocket aces.
I've had the stories about Ortiz just like bullying people at the poker table. It's with nothing in his hand, right?
So, nothing.
That's
great.
Well, that's
good. That's essentially what's a great analogy, though, because that's what the Mets will have to do.
Thank you. I'm pretty proud of that. Actually, it'll be the best thing I do all day, not even question. All right. So those are two fascinating teams. In synopsis, Phillies.
I'm interested to hear your point.
I'm with you. I think the Phillies have started figuring out. First of all, their starting pitching has been crazy good lately. And, Schwarber, it's funny. I saw some stat. You want to talk about, war in that stat? Well, Schwarber is on pace to hit over 40 home runs and have, a negative war. Like, I don't care. Give me the guy who's going to hit 40 home runs.
Yeah, look. Here's the thing in Philadelphia, man. The band is back together. I mean, dude, you got Castellanos protecting Schwarber. You got Schwarber hitting bombs. You got Hart back. Their pitching is coming around. I'm telling you, man, the band is back, baby.
I like it. I'm with you. I'm totally with you. The Braves are going to win that division. But
yeah, I said wild card earlier. Yeah.
But here's the thing, Pap. In that division, take a deep dive when you get a chance. I know that you're still we're still reveling in the first game of the year, Jeff Chisholm hitting the home run and the Marlins winning, getting that parlay. But holy mackerel, the Marlins aren't bad. Like I thought this, it's a nice little story. You have Jorge Soler hitting home runs all over the place. You have obviously the best hitter in the world, Luis Arraez. You have good young pitching. They're legit. Of the teams that we're talking about, there are some – you have teams that people are just waiting to go away, right? You have the Marlins. You have the Pirates. Maybe you could put the Reds in there. They're making a surge now with all those young players, Ellie De La Cruz and those guys. You obviously have the Diamondbacks. But I think that all those teams – people sleep on them because they don't know the players, Pap. They're good teams.
And they're small market teams, right?
Right.
But here's the thing is Miami has quietly assembled a really good team, man. Like they really have, and they've got a young, good core group of kids, man. Dude, Soler is just, what has gotten into
that? I don't know, but here's the other thing. I got to look up to see if FanDuel has these odds for Arraez hitting 400. I know he's slumping Luis Arraez. So he was hitting close to 400.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of a slump. He's down in the 380s. But holy mackerel. I don't care.
He's not missing a barrel, dude.
No. He's not what?
He's not missing a barrel. I mean,
no.
The barrel.
No, he's insanely good. So we're going to find that odds. All right. Well, speaking of odds, we've obviously at the beginning of the year, we went through all the player awards, MVP, Cy Young, so forth and so on. And we'll get to all those down the road and rehash. And we'll try to recalibrate, I guess, maybe in a week or two. But the one that I want to dig in on right now is AL MVP because Pap, FanDuel has it. Shohei Ohtani, -250. The field, +190. What do you got?
Well, here's the thing is, man, is the field at plus money. It looks like a great bet, but barring Ohtani getting hurt and look, I would, a lot of people might think I'm crazy, But I would actually wait a little bit on my AL MVP vote, right? So you put one in the early on in the season that you think you're going to get great odds on, and then you might throw in another like an insurance bet later on in the season. So I'm going to actually wait a little bit longer on this. And I want the people to listen to wait too, because as it's a little bit early, because if he gets injured right now, you're screwed.
Yeah. Look at your NL Cy Young pick.
Yeah.
Woodward.
So, say it again.
What, you pick Woodward for the NL Cy Young.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he's going to win it. Yeah.
So, that's my point is that, you know, you're only, what, minus 250 right now? What is it, 250?
Yeah. It's, I just lost it. Where is it? It's, so you have Ohtani minus 250. Yep. In the field, plus 190.
Yeah. So, okay. So there you go. So I am confident enough to say if I can give him another 3 weeks to a month of the season to at least get past the All-Star break or, so, you know, somewhere in there, and even if it goes up to 350, I'm still gonna take it.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of riding Vegas on this and waiting to see what the line does as it goes. And as soon as it gets up, and I'm watching it, and it's almost like, you know, like the stock market. Okay, when it gets to my number, I'm out. Or when it gets to my number, I'm in. You know. I like 350 being my number. If it gets anywhere above that, I'm going to try to jump on it before it gets to 350.
Okay. All right.
Good. I love Ohtani, man. I don't know how you can't. I mean, dude, this guy is literally doing things that none of us have ever seen before. I mean, dude, the guy is raking. What is he, 9-2 now? Let me see. 8-2? He's 8-2.
Yeah, well, and just last night he hits the longest opposite field home run in the history of StatCast. Yeah.
No. Like, what? This guy, I mean, honestly, I'm starting to think, you know, is this guy even real, man? Like, I know what it takes to play, and I know what it takes to prepare. And having to do it on both ends just totally amazes me, man. You know, it's just it's really, you know, we really should consider ourselves lucky, man, to see this guy play. And you know, what else can you say about this guy when he's freaking raking, hitting bombs, and pumping 100, dude, and has a 9-2 ERA? I mean, it's just. I don't know how he loses. Like I said earlier, the only way he loses is if he gets hurt.
Let me ask you this. Is there anybody you played with or played against that you thought maybe they could no one can do it to the level of Ohtani. But hey, you know, that guy's such a freak athlete. Maybe it was a pitcher who took BP and like, holy crap, you can hit the ball. Or maybe it was a hitter who had a great arm or nothing. No, nobody close.
Nothing even comparable to what we were watching right now. You know, it's to me, it's revolutionary, dude. It's freaking fantastic, man. I mean, this is like people need to realize how lucky you are. I mean, in my opinion, if you ask me right now, would I rather watch Babe Ruth play or Shohei Ohtani? I'm going to tell you Ohtani.
There you go.
He is the modern-day version of Babe Ruth, and we should all feel blessed to be watching this, man. It's incredible, man, to me.
I would like to see you face Babe Ruth.
I mean, I would like to go out on in New York with Babe Ruth. I mean, much less face him.
That's a wild ride.
I mean, face Babe Ruth in a game or go out with
him. That reminds me, we had on the actor D.B. Sweeney, who played Shoeless Joe Jackson in 8 Men Out. He tells the great story about convincing Charlie Sheen in a New York bar to go to be the center fielder in 8 Men Out. Like, that's the party that you're like, the D.B. Sweeney back in the day, Charlie Sheen, the 8 Men Out crew in New York. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Papa, one last thing. I was thinking about this because of the Nuggets parade. And we, you know, the NBA parade, championship parades.
Oh, we got two last things. I got to give you all my.
Oh, we didn't get the Paps pick.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do Paps pick now. Sorry.
Okay.
Let's do it. So this is for everyone. Hurry up. Get your bet in. Win some money on Friday night. Right? Correct.
Yeah. This is for today's game now. We air
it. Right. Today. Right. So you're collecting your money on Saturday.
Get it in early. I had a long talk with the crystal ball this morning, and both of us really, really are on the Phillies right now. You know, we tried to tell y'all earlier last, you know, show that I was on about the Phillies. You know, probably everybody wanted to go on their, you know, Twitch, Twitter, whatever, all this, that, and the other, you know. So I'm riding them. They're 8-2 in their last two games. And they're playing the Athletics still again today. Athletics all over the place, as we well know.
They had their run.
Yeah, they had their run, and it's done. And here's the thing is, man, you can get the Phillies money line today on FanDuel for -154, okay? And you can get the run line on the Phillies at +112, right? So in all of it, we're only looking at -140 for two bets. You're not having to give up a whole lot of juice. And you could go a twofer. That's what I call a twofer. You pick your two, bam, they both hit. You're not giving up a lot of juice. I don't see how the Phillies do not win by, you know, 6, 7, 8 runs today. The Athletics aren't worried about anything. The Phillies are worried about a lot.
Okay. I like it. I mean, ride the hot hand. Don't jump off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't jump off the Phillies. It's a perfect. I love the fact that this podcast today has – when Phillies fans listen to it, they're going to feel better than ever. They're going to have a spring in their step. So there you go.
You know, the Phillies fans need to go out tonight and have an extra shot tonight. You know, just keep it real.
Well, you know what? If they
they say the Sixers,
trust the process. So if they take your advice, they could have multiple shots because they'll be swimming in money. All right, excellent. Pabs pick. I love it. Okay, like I said, I was thinking about the championship parade. Because championship parades are awesome when it comes to people swearing and yelling and drinking and everything. And we had actually on after the World Series, right after the World Series, I think Johnny Gomes, who had his moments in championship parades, you know, he broke it down. But I was just – you went through one in obviously 2007. So give me a good story from that. Anything?
The parade, yeah.
You remember it?
Not really. I was about to say, I know I was wearing a kilt at some point. I remember that night. I think I got back after a couple of days and no sleep. I got some sleep. I think that night we went out with the Dropkick Murphys after the parade. They had a bar, you know, and I think we played Guitar Hero or something, and I think the bar was so packed, but I don't really remember.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, you know, it's what I remember about that was, there's a lot of re-sign Mike Lowell signs. I remember that. I remember beers being thrown back and forth, but you know, it's something where I remember I saw Jokic initially be like, I got to go home. I'm like, dude, like, you don't understand. This is the payoff. Oh, yeah. The parade is the payoff. The payoff, yeah. Not really the parade, but like you said, just hanging out in the city for a few days, like Mike Napoli walking shirtless for 3 days on Boylston Street or whatever you did. You know, so that's the payoff.
Yeah, man. I think most of his teammates probably convinced him to stay for the parade.
Yeah, well, they were good teammates, and because he's happy he did. All right. Well, we've solved a lot of problems today. The most importantly thing is that we know one team in the National League. We know what the National League representative in the World Series is going to be. We've defined that. The Philadelphia Phillies.
We have.
There you go. All right, man. You're the best. You're the best.
I enjoyed it, my man.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.